You are listening to the Council of Deans of Health podcast.
Welcome to everybody who's listening to this Council of Deans of Health podcast, or CODcast, where we will be reflecting on our fellowship scheme, which is part of the Council's Race Equity Month 2022. Well, the discussion is obviously the fellowship program has been ongoing. I'm Paola Kirsten, and I'm the Pro Vice Chancellor and Dean of the Faculty of Medicine, Health and Social Care at Canterbury Christchurch University. Today, I'm really pleased to be joined by colleagues who are fellows and a program facilitator about a fellowship scheme. Let's start with a very brief background. The Council of Deans of Health Academic Staffing Census highlighted real disparities in certain demographics in the healthcare academic sector, particularly with regards to gender, ethnicity, and profession. And this led the Council to develop the fellowship scheme, which is targeted to those who are from one or more of the following groups. So these are minoritized ethnic backgrounds, female identifying, non-binary or transgender people, and people from an allied health and midwifery background. And this scheme was developed as part of the Council's commitment to diversity and inclusion. And it's just one initiative in which the Council hopes to encourage career progression for academics that are currently underrepresented within our membership and strengthen the Council's voice in supporting such groups. I feel really privileged to have been invited to join the scheme as a mentor, and I've been working with one of the fellows, and I'm truly delighted to be able to facilitate today's session. So enough about that. Let's first introduce our speakers, and we'll go to Letitia Gibson first.
Hello. Hi, everyone. So my name is Letitia Gibson, and I'm the founder of an organisation called New Ways. And the work that we do actually across the third sector, but also in the private sector, is working with leadership teams and organisations to evolve and grow their cultures and practices and policies and strategies to enable progressive, anti-racist, inclusive workplaces. And it's been great to be part of this program in its first year, really. And the role that I'm playing here is supporting the fellows with some leadership sessions to think about all aspects of development, given the context in which we're talking about in academia being on its journey, shall we say, with all things EDI and anti-racism, and it's certainly in need of support. So it's been a pleasure.
Great. Thank you, Letitia. And we'll go over to Audley Graham.
Hi, everyone. My name is Audley Graham. In my day job, I work as a head of department at London's South Bank University. I am delighted to be on the scheme with my colleagues.
Great. Thank you. And then we have Dalton Prasad.
Hi, everyone. My name is Dao Tanprasad. I'm currently a principal lecturer at University of Brighton, and I'm from podiatry is my background discipline.
Thank you, Dao. And Miranda Leach.
My name's Miranda Leach, and I'm a midwifery lecturer at City University of London. That's what I do in my day job, just like Audley said. And I'm delighted to be here today. And I'm also very delighted that I was chosen to be one of the fellows on the Council of Dean of Health, their first fellowship scheme. I think it's been a privilege and a journey so far that has been very instrumental in my trajectory.
Yeah, oh, that's great to hear. Thank you, Miranda. So really, I've got quite a few questions, but we'll start with the first one, which is asking the fellows what you've enjoyed most about the scheme so far. Who would like to start?
I think the two things as well that I enjoy the most is first, the opportunity to network with all of other fellows. I really, really value that. We've met in person, and we met online as well. And the conversation I've had with like other fellow have been inspirational, to say the least. And that certainly has had an impact on my own development as well. And the other thing I would like to mention is that my relationship that I've had with my mentor has been really supportive in almost the year that I think we've been discussing and having meeting together. And certainly he has helped to develop me and also helped me grow in terms of my career and I think personal development as well.
That's really wonderful to hear. Thank you for sharing that. What about Sam Audley?
All right. Well, my particular area, I would say that I really enjoyed was the whole idea of working together with like-minded people who have similar objectives. As Dao said, we met in person. Likewise, the other end of it, the mentorship throughout my career, both within healthcare and in academia, I have never had a mentor before. This was the first opportunity, and it has made a significant difference in the last year to my career trajectory. So those were the two particular areas that I would say that I enjoyed.
Thank you, Audley. Over to Miranda.
Okay. I'll start off by saying that I agree with Dao in the sense that one of the things I really enjoyed was when we all went to Cardiff Bay and we all had the opportunity to meet each other as fellows, and it was good to speak to other fellows, pick their brain a little bit, find out, you know, okay, I want to do this. You said you've done it. How did you go about doing that, etc. So it was an excellent networking opportunity, but also it gave us the opportunity to meet our mentors face to face, because I live in London and the person I was given to mentor me is at Leeds University. So had that meeting not taken place, I'm not sure that I would have managed to make the journey to Leeds to meet her face to face. So that was also a great opportunity. And I think I enjoyed the dinner as well that we had with senior members of the council. That was, you know, quite interesting conversations that we had at the dinner table. But I also think I've enjoyed the sessions with New Ways, because that was a different way of getting you to reflect and think about things that you could actually take from that those sessions into your own workplace and implement. So those things I've enjoyed thoroughly. But I also think that we could have had a bit more of face-to-face meetings. I also think that my relationship with my mentor has changed me completely, because like Audley said, I haven't really had a mentor since I've been on this journey of working in in the higher education academy. But I think meeting her, she's made me think outside of the box. She's also helped me develop my confidence. She's helped me develop my talking skills, because the first time I first met her, she says, well, you've got to speak a bit more. You've got to be a little bit more assertive. She says, I can hear you, but you're very soft-spoken. And a lot of people are not actually going to, you know, listen. They'll think, oh, she's just a pushover. We had quite a lot of conversations that have been very challenging, but also I like the fact that I had somebody that was honest, open, transparent. And it's quite exciting, because quite a number of things have happened since I came on the fellowship scheme. And at the initial stages, it was difficult to say what I felt I was going to get out of it. I know it was about, it's a CPD opportunity. I know it talks about influencing, strengthening your influencing power, etc. But I thought, well, how am I actually going to make it happen? But I actually have found that having joined the program in January to where we are now in September, 9 months on, I can actually see a change, a definite change. And I think, you know, that the program is actually doing what it set out to achieve.
That's really interesting, because you're reflecting already on some of the questions I was going to come to. But what I was going to ask before going to Letitia about this is about that. You talk about the training or the development program, and in what way the fellows think that's different from the training or development you already have within your own institutions. What is the added value of that development program? Do you want to start, Miranda, because you brought it up?
Well, I think it's identifying, being strategic and identifying in your own institutions that, okay, I might not have this, but I actually have this to my advantage, and where you're at, how you can make what you have in your hand work for you. You know, so there's always, if you look at the power, the wheel of power and privilege, in some spheres, you may be further out from the inner carcass of where the power is. But in other spheres, you find out that you're closer into where the power is, and it's identifying that in your own institution and making that thing work for you. So where you feel, I do have a voice in this area, make that particular thing work for you. Mm. Use that to your own advantage.
Yes, that sounds right. Yes. Audley, anything from you?
Okay. The sessions from Letitia, assertiveness, for example. When I met with my mentor, I was in the process of applying for my current job. And we talked through a number of stuff. And he said to me, you know what? I get the gist that you undersell yourself. Things that are really big things, you just like dismiss it. I want you to focus more on this. Put some more emphasis on this. This is something big and you need to make an issue about it. So coming into the sessions with Letitia on assertiveness, I thinking, well, okay, I stand up for myself. But when it matters in terms of going for an interview, going for a job, this sort of thing, you don't do it, mate. So I sat back, focused on it, and went for this interview, I think the 4th of July, somewhere about there. And I keep reminding myself, remember, you need to sell yourself. They don't know you. You need to convince them. This is what you've been told by your mentor. Go out and do it. By the time the interview was over, I came out of the interview. Okay, I didn't know I got the job, but I know I did myself proud. Mm. And I say, thanks to Letitia for that.
That's brilliant. And I think what you're saying is that combination of the development session with the bigger group that was led by Letitia, then was supported with the guidance from your mentor, yeah. And that together seemed to be working really well. Did you get the job?
I did.
Yes, well done. Congratulations. That's brilliant. Do you want to add something, Dow, before I hand over to Letitia?
Yeah, I think also I really enjoy the opportunity to be able to reflect on each of our journey. I think the way Letitia did the session is that we have a topic per session, and then it was a facilitated reflection almost. And I like how all the fellow were really open and really kind of like giving each other ideas on how to address things. And it was good that every fellows, I think, have come from different stages of their academic careers, so that maybe something that is an issue for someone early in the career, you know, someone else may have already come across that and have got a way that they can suggest on how to address them. Also, it's also helped that we came from similar minority background, so there are things that we have probably faced within the workplace that maybe a little bit more unique to us. So those facilitated sessions allow us opportunity to discuss this in more detail in a kind of like open and honest way.
Yeah, thank you, Dow. Letitia, would you like to come in here? What have you enjoyed and listening to the fellows' feedback? What do you make of it?
Well, I've really enjoyed just meeting everybody, actually. You know, I think when we had kind of our first one-to-one conversations, I was really blown away by actually the incredible work that they were already doing, you know, and often actually in quite challenging contexts, you know, whether it was to do with them wanting to progress their EDI journey in their organization, or the context in which they were operating in, you know, for various and many reasons, you know, was complex, and people were not able to kind of grow in the way that perhaps, you know, other identities might have been. And so I've really enjoyed everybody sort of fully stepping in. And also, you know, I've learned so much about actually academia and actually how challenging, I mean, I'd maybe go as far as to say, I think it is one of the most kind of challenging sectors when it comes to thinking about equity and change in that sense. So to hear kind of the different strategies that people have been coming up with, and actually to hear how much people are doing in their paid jobs, but also there's like this other job that they're also doing, which is kind of, you know, supporting their students because of their identity, you know, because students are kind of coming to them with certain questions or kind of needs, or they notice more or different things that would require some intervention. And I find that, you know, it's just that standards of excellence within that feel really, really noticeable. So, you know, I remember coming out of the first round of conversations thinking, wow, these people, look at all the things they're already doing. And then to kind of balance that with you know, as Audley said and Miranda said, well, I think you've all spoken about it, you know, that kind of self-confidence in you needing some support. I mean, that's really striking that for some of you, this is the first time that you're having a mentor, given what we know about kind of how progress is made in this space. So, yeah, I've just really enjoyed having the opportunity to do that and for people to come in with such openness and kind of willingness to engage and trust and kind of lean into each other. It's been, it's been a great pleasure to be part of it.
Thank you. And it's really remarkable how, because that's when you're talking about people were already doing so much and supporting other people, because and it is a very complex system. And so for the group to have that support from each other, coming from different institutions, that must have been really beneficial, I imagine. And it sounds like that's what you're all saying. So in terms of the scheme, is there anything else that you'd like to do more of? I mean, Miranda, you were starting to talk about what I would like to do more of. Do you want to reflect a bit more on that?
When we met with Katerina, I think we all had an opportunity to have a one-to-one with her. That was excellent. She actually got me in touch with a couple of people for networking opportunities, and I think a bit more of that would also be quite good. It was very beneficial to me.
Great. Yes. That sounds really good that was of use to you. I certainly did meet also with another mentee, also through that one-to-one extra connections that are being made. And I think that was really helpful. What about Dow or Audley?
I had an opportunity to be involved in one of the HSE projects, and I really, really enjoyed that. And I think, I'm not sure if other fellow have had this opportunity. So I think if we all have had a chance to be involved at more national level project, be able to see more, I think from the strategy policy perspective, that's really helped to give me a more kind of like insight into how things work at a different level, because when I'm working within my own institution, that's all I can see. So, you know, that was really valuable.
Yeah. And do you think that almost happens in a sort of opportunistic way? Because I know you attended a meeting that Sai was part of, which was around AHP Educator Career Framework Development, wasn't it, Dow? And you were there to listen. And I know I suggested, or could the fellows join us for this project? I don't know if the other fellows had a similar experience, that whether you were able to contribute to a sort of a national project like that.
Yes, I am now part of the strategic advisory group in EDI. And I am actually, I think we have a meeting on Thursday of this week. I'm actually looking forward to that. But coming back to the whole role of the mentor, well, I think my mentor's been a bit more than a mentor. He has been a bit of a sponsor in that it was great for me that he identified opportunities and stuff like that. So in terms of what more the scheme can offer, so I would say many of us are quite experienced professionals. So we know what needs to be done, but is that next step of actually someone there who is quite experienced to, should I use the word, advocate or to assist in opening doors, as it were, through networking, for example.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. Anything else? What about you, Leticia? I know that we extended the program, didn't we? Because initially it was going to be of shorter duration. So what's your thoughts about sort of next iterations of the program?
Yeah, a couple of things have been sort of striking to me, and I've been wondering about, and I've had a few conversations with a couple of the fellows around role models or mentors from other spaces, because we've obviously gone in a very sort of direct way thinking about who is ahead, you know, the next level up in our specific kind of disciplines. But actually, given what we're talking about in terms of, you know, we're talking about advancing different groups into leadership, we're thinking about, you know, needing to think about different ways of doing things. There are other spaces that I think have quite interesting learnings that would be great for us to be kind of connected to just see what could come of that. So that's sort of been something that's been on my mind, like role models or mentors from different spaces, even within the academia world. It could be different disciplines that perhaps are making kind of different levels of progress. And then the second thing that's sort of been on my mind around that has been about the involvement of institutions, like the senior people within institutions, whether it's the institution of the fellows or just having them more closely involved and connected to the learning that's happening here, and hearing about some of the challenges, you know, and being part of the solution in addressing those, because obviously we're focusing on enabling and empowering individuals, but there is an opportunity to think a bit broader with that.
Yeah, because I guess I don't currently have a mentee in my, there's nobody from my organization on the program as a mentee, but perhaps there's maybe left a chance at the moment, isn't it, whether the institutional support is going to be there for the fellows. And what are your reflections on that, Audley, Miranda, Dow? Who wants to go? Did you feel that you were getting support from your institution for the work that you were doing on the fellowship program?
I think certainly for my institution, yes. I've been supported by my dean all the way through. And also, I think through these fellowship schemes, my dean has also supported me in, engaging with more work in the school mm-hmm. level as well. And I've had opportunity to be involved in some other work at the university level. So I think it helps to propel my career within the institution as well.
Yeah, thank you. Miranda?
Mine's been a mixture. My dean has actually been very supportive, but I think I had a bit of challenges from a direct line manager at the time who has now left, and I have a new line manager who is a little bit more supportive than my previous. So it's been a bit of a mixed journey for me, because the dean is not the person who directly line manages me and would have to give me the time that I need and certain spaces to be able to explore and achieve what I need to. But if I'm bogged down with a lot of teaching responsibilities and other stuff, there isn't the scope for me to be able to explore other avenues within the school. But that is substantially changed. Yeah, it's improved. Yeah,
great, thank you. And Audley?
I would say it has been mixed. In the process, my dean has moved on, and at the same time I have been promoted, so I'm in a position where I more or less manage my time and that sort of stuff. So it's not that I can do my own thing, but there's a lot of dexterity in terms of how I attend, engage with the process, as it were.
Yeah, that's good. And you've also had to touch already on the impact that the scheme has had on your journey. So, I mean, Dow, you said it's helping to propel my career. Audley, you've got promotion. Miranda, you've got a lot more confident. Anything, do you want to reflect more on the impact of this whole scheme on your leadership journey? Shall we start with you, Miranda?
In my institution, there's a program that they were going to sponsor six Black women. It's called 100 Black Women Professors Now. And actually, I was picked out to say, can you join, apply and see if you can actually get through the process, because we're happy to sponsor six of you. And I did apply for that scheme, and I was successful that starts in January. So again, that's pushing me in the right direction for what I was thinking about in terms of career progression.
Yeah.
But the other thing also is that if it hadn't been my mentor encouraging me, I may not have taken this next step that I've taken, which is I applied to do a doctorate at UCL and I went for that interview and I was successful there. So I think that all in all, things are going in the right direction.
Well, that's amazing. And congratulations to be accepted on that program. It's absolutely fantastic. And like you say, it's having that confidence to do it, isn't it? To actually go for those opportunities. Can't wait to hear back in a few years' time what the outcomes of that is. Brilliant. Audley?
Okay. In my case, strange enough, I've actually submitted my thesis this morning.
Oh, brilliant. Congratulations.
Well, fingers crossed. And in terms of career trajectory, I am also in the process of, at LSBU, we do promotions around October. So I'm in the process of actually working and seeking possibility of applying for associate professorship. So basically, where the scheme came into this is that I sort of reflected on my own self. And while obviously there were elements in the process that sort of mitigated against my progression, it is not all about that. It was, to some extent, I taken responsibility. I've got that drive within me now, supported by my mentor. And yeah, it's working for me.
That's great. Good luck.
Thank you.
And Dow?
I think the scheme has certainly given me encouragement and confidence in my leadership journey. During the time that I've been on the scheme, I also got a promotion from senior lecturer to principal lecturer. And I have also applied to for a school level role, and I also got that role as well. So now I'm doing more, I think, a leadership job at a probably higher level than I used to do. And I think the confidence that I've gained from the schemes has given me, I think, ability to become more authentic leader in it, so that it's, I suppose, making me feel less of a fraud, you know, all of those feeling like an imposter, basically, that when I'm doing my job, I feel confident in the things I do. And I feel proud of the work that I've done. And also I feel, happy to be able to help people in the role that I'm doing as well.
Wonderful. That's great. And congratulations as well with your promotion. Everybody seems to have achieved so much in the last 9 months. I was going to ask you, Leticia, obviously you've been supporting a whole group of people and two questions. One is obviously, what's your reflections on these success stories, but also is this sort of mirrored in terms of the progression that the other fellows are making?
I think that's wonderful to hear your stories. I mean, I just think that there's like in such a short space of time, you know, and it sounds like it's the combination of the mentor relationship, but also the camaraderie and the opportunities for reflection and sharing and learning together, that, you know, that combination has really kind of opened different opportunities to you, which, you know, like I said at the beginning, I said I was really struck by the standards of excellence that I felt that I saw. And it's about that kind of having some space to be recognized and to be seen maybe by the fellows themselves in order that they can, you know, really drive themselves forward. So I think it sounds phenomenal that's happening in such a short space of time. So who knows how we're going to be by the end of the scheme, right? I mean, it really is like incredible. Like when I think back to talking to you at the beginning and hearing your kind of narratives and hearing you speak about that today, it feels really different. I can't comment on all of the fellows' kind of individual journeys, but yeah, by the sounds of what we've heard here today, it feels like there's been a lot of progress that's been happening in small and big ways.
That's brilliant. Thank you. I was going to ask you whether, I mean, I've been asking various questions and hopefully you feel you've had an opportunity to really talk about the experience of the leadership of this fellowship program, but also the impact it's had on you. But I'm also mindful that you might have wanted to talk about things that I didn't ask you about. So is there anything that you want to bring up, anything you wanted to add?
I think I would hope that the Council would continue this scheme moving forward as well. I know we are the first cohort, and I wish that in the future, I would like to be involved in the future cohort of this as well, like in maybe just coming back as alumni or like helping other fellow in the future as well. I think that would be a really great opportunity. And just the expansion of the network, because as I said, that part about networking with other fellows really help in my development. So, you know, adding on in the future, that'd be really good.
Yes.
Similar to Dal, really. It's been great being on the scheme. And I hope the fellowship continues, other people get the opportunity to experience what we've experienced. But also be good to come back and link in with the new fellows who join after we leave and share our experiences with them as well, because it does help, because I think us being the first fellows on the scheme, I think at the initial stages, I don't know about everyone, I can speak for myself, but I wasn't really sure what to expect until I started networking properly with the other fellows. So it'd be good if we get the opportunity to speak to them from the onset and share some of the ideas with them.
Yeah, it'd be great to write it up as well, wouldn't it? To discuss your experience for other people to hear about it. And what about you, Audley? And anything you want to add?
Nothing new, actually. I think that the whole thing about us in that we were walking in the dark, as it were, we didn't know exactly what was an offer. Now that we've seen what is an offer, I'm sure it would be an opportunity for us to share our experiences. In other words, a new intake could hit the ground running, as it were, learning from our experiences.
Yeah, great. I have one final question. If I challenge you and you have one word to sum up either the program or your experience, what might that one word be? Audley.
Fantastic.
Miranda.
I'd say innovative.
And Dow.
Inspirational, I think.
And Letitia, for you?
I would say nourishing.
Oh, wonderful. That's really great. Thank you. Thank you. I've really enjoyed this discussion. I hope you have as well. And I really want to give you a really big thank you for sharing all your insights. And of course, also thank you to everybody who's listening to the podcast. And just for the listeners, to remind you that there'll be more podcasts all the way through November, as well as webinars, interviews and blogs. And you can also find out more with and engage with others using hashtag Race Equity Month on Twitter. So please do that and engage with us. Thank you, everybody. Have a lovely day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Council of Deans of Health podcast. For more information, please visit councilofdeans.org.uk.